Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick in NPR's Washington, D.C. studios. Here's some news from back home in Los Angeles. Today is the last day on the job for Dean Baquet. He's the editor of the Los Angeles Times. He was forced out by his bosses at the Tribune Company when he balked at cutting more staff at the paper. That's the latest in a string of events that has spurred two wealthy Angelenos to make an offer for the Times. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report on a new bid for the L.A. paper.
Kevin Roderick is the editor of L.A. Observe, considered one of the top media blogs in the country. He's also a former L.A. Times writer who's been following the fight between the Times and its owner, Tribune Company, with avid interest. Besides the fight over money, Roderick says, the tussle between the two media giants is a kind of double war.
Well, I think there's actually a behind-the-scenes fight going on for the soul of the Los Angeles Times, and one theater in that war is in Chicago and at the Times building itself, where the Tribune loyalists and the Los Angeles Times loyalists are grappling for control.
The other, Broderick says, is taking place in Los Angeles, where two of the city's wealthiest citizens, developer and philanthropist Eli Broad and former supermarket magnate Ron Burkle, have made a joint effort to Tribune Company to buy the troublesome Times. A third, billionaire producer David Geffen, is also said to be interested. Question is, why would three guys who have already made buckets of money in fields they know something about want to run a newspaper? Kevin Roderick.
You know, the interest of these billionaires is not strictly in making money. It's either in, you know, bringing a local leadership, the hometown quality back to their newspaper. They all live here, at least part of the year. Or in some cases, perhaps there's a little vanity attached.
Okay, there's the vanity thing. But don't underestimate the money, says James Goss, a financial analyst at Barrington Research in Chicago.
The Times is considered a great paper, I believe, by Tribune and by most observers. And I don't think there's any disputing that. And I think the rate of profitability is now probably significantly better than it was at the end of the Times-Mirror company's separate life as a public company.
The popular viewpoint in Los Angeles that the Times needs to be saved from bumbling bean counters in the Midwest is not only unfair, Goss points out, it's inaccurate. The Chicago Tribune has a track record. For one thing, it began publishing in 1857. Compared to the L.A. Times' 1882 beginnings.
It's been involved in the publishing sector for longer than the L.A. Times has actually been involved, and it had been involved in Los Angeles for quite a long time.
Via a string of local papers and a prominent television station. Kevin Broderick warns that the local excitement over the Broad-Burkle offer could be double-edged.
Even harder than owning a newspaper is working for a newspaper when you have a crazy owner at the top. And I think that's one reason that even senior editors at the Los Angeles Times are somewhat concerned about the idea of a David Geffen or an Eli Broad or Ron Burkle buying the newspaper.
Meanwhile, before they get a new owner, Times employees await the arrival of their new editor, James O'Shea, on Monday. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.